Oh, Canada. Whoa, Canada. Whoa, Canada. You got a couple of different woes and a couple of, oh, Canada's, what are we going to do to save Canada? God help us. Somebody help us. Canada's a wreck. It's a train wreck. And it's getting worse every day. The train is picking up speed. The governments are out to get us, the citizenry. How do we make it better? We got to have freedom. And we got to have lower taxes. Why are we getting penalized for all of these dumb things that are upon us? Put upon us every hour of every day. We gotta fix it. How do we fix it? How do we turf the government that we got? Firstly, then you gotta have someone else who's ready to get in there and lead and govern and govern. That's kind of a funny word as well, because they shouldn't govern us. They should represent us. They should do for us what we want done to us, which is give us stuff, give us roads and give us protection, but give us low taxes and don't waste our money. Don't go and give our money to some drunk somewhere that's just gonna go and boom, give it away or lose it. I mean, come on, you get it. We all get it. However, there's no hope here because of politicians, they're upside down, every one of them. It would appear the Liberals will get in again. The Conservatives, they say the same thing. Hey, you guys are this and you're that. They're calling everybody names, but no one has a solution. We need a solution. I got the solution. I know how the Conservatives could win. The polls right now, and again, polls mostly should be for strippers or dogs. Hey, but the polls, I don't know, they influence people. And the polls show that 60%, I don't get this anywhere in the world. Ooh, how could this be? 60% of Canadians would think that the existing prime minister would be the best leader of the country. Wow, I have a hard time with that, but that's what they're saying. Is that to influence? Is that to brainwash? I don't know, and it doesn't matter. It's out there. And the I think about 32% or something of the people would vote Conservative. And Conservatives are the only one that can save the country, but they really can't because they're the same. How do you get to be different? Here's just a couple of simple little things. Reduce our taxes, which means get rid of stuff you don't need so we don't have to pay for it anymore. It's pretty simple. I think it's 328 politicians, federal politicians, and you know, it's, I don't know, $70 million a year just to pay them, and $500 million a year for their support staff and so on. Get rid of half of those. Half of them. You don't need them. Our taxes have been reduced by that much. Instead of 72%, is now down to, pick a number, 50, 60. I don't know what it is. Some mathematician will tell us, but it's considerably less. You got rid of one thing. Paper money. Bring it back. Loonies and toonies. They're too expensive to make. It hurts the economy. Things will increase by hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That's fix number two. Number three, bring the penny back. As taxpayers, we lose $250 million a year because retailers are rounding up. They round down too, I understand that. However, the bottom line is the bottom line. Do that. The Official Languages Act, get rid of it. It's cost trillions of dollars. It's not needed. Get rid of things you don't need. We need a politician like the Conservative leader to stand up and say, this is what I'm going to challenge. This is what I'm going to champion. This is what I'm going to do. The Official Languages Act, our taxes now are down from here, zzz, down to there. And we got more freedom to move around. What do we do with that extra money? We buy stuff. The economy booms. I got a grade 8 now from Alberta. What do I know? A lot more than these guys with education things behind their names like that. This is simple stuff. Get a pencil out. Brrr, fix it and you'll get elected. Oh, but I can't talk about that. I got to talk about gays and genders and bathrooms. No, you don't. The people don't want to hear that. Take a shot, you Conservative bums. Take a shot. Take a stand. Stand for something. Go out and work for the bloody people. Reduce the taxes. And how do you do it? I can't say it enough. Get rid of stuff you don't need. If you're poor in your house, you sell the cars you don't need. Get rid of the car payments and stop putting gas in them and get rid of the insurance costs, et cetera, because you don't need it, right? Now there's more money in your home. Canadians need more money, which gives more freedom. There's so many other things to do. You can sell your assets, government. You can do this, you can do that. But firstly, get rid of the stuff you don't need, because now the taxpayer pays less, a lot less. And he's got a lot more and he's happier. You got happy people. You want to get elected Conservatives? Pay attention to what I'm saying. That's what the people want. I get out a lot. I don't drink. When I was young, I used to drink with both hands, but I still go to bars and I talk to people like politicians don't. They just talk to one another and the people are saying what I'm saying. Bring my taxes down and give me freedom. No one ever offers to do that. The carbon tax, get rid of it. Add that, throw it into the mix. Zzz, the taxes are zzz, going way down. People are happier. We're talking thousands of dollars per month. Per month! For the average person that pays taxes now, What a boom you'd have in the economy. Wow. Is there anybody smart enough to figure this out in government? I hope so. I don't know, but hey, O Canada, right now it's Woe Canada. And that ain't woe like the horse. That's woe as in pain. I mean, let's go back to O Canada and sing a song someday and be proud of who we are. All of those are good things to consider. And there's a list a mile long of other things that could be thrown in there for improvements. Conservatives, you'd go from 60 some odd percent of people not voting for you now, and they haven't for a long time, to 75 or 80% of the people voting for you because you're making their life better. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Hey,